Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's the 11th anniversary. David Dossie's membership in our Brain Trust. David Dossie, ladies and gentlemen, partner with the Allegor & Dossie, intellectual property attorney extraordinaire. Hey, David, happy 11th anniversary, baby.
Thank you. It's hard to believe.
How about that? 11 years, huh?
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks for 11 great years. Thanks for helping us all the different ways that you have, and we appreciate your dedication to us.
Sure. Thank you.
So we're talking about patent promotion. Investor and patent promotion and companies, programs, campaigns that seem to cast a net for inventors, right? And we talked about that last segment that a lot of times so many of them are bogus, are either just to take your money or to take your cargo, your property, your asset, your idea, your patent. And so now comes a program by Google that you want to report on, David.
Sure. One of the biggest anti-patent proponents of anti-patent rhetoric is Google. And whenever that's the case, you know,
they're proponents of anti-patent rhetoric?
Anti-patent legislation and
rhetoric.
Oh, I
see what you mean. Yeah, okay.
So they think that they want the patent system totally revised, and nothing would make them happier if the patent system didn't exist.
Really?
But you have to take a step back and scratch your head and say, why is this? And the bottom line is, Google was founded on strong patent protection.
Right.
In fact, they filed 2 patent applications before they even owned the domain name Google.com.
Wow.
Like every other Silicon Valley startup, they relied on the exclusive rights provided by patents to eventually become dominant in their industry. And now that they're dominant, they're one of those companies that I had mentioned in the last segment that they want to think about, well, how do we prevent us from getting knocked off by that next dorm room startup that develops the next
thing? If we
could
do it 20 years ago, somebody else can do it now.
Exactly. And at the same time that they've got all these lobbyists and they've got these programs in place about patents to weaken the patent system, they are also one of the top 10 filers of patent applications in the United States. So that should be another red flag.
Talk about disingenuous, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And a lot of the anti-patent rhetoric, whether it's by Google or anyone else, it's you always hear that it's these patent trolls or non-practicing entities, NPEs are causing problems for people.
Tell the audience what a patent troll is.
Well, a patent troll is just a company that owns patents or intellectual property but doesn't produce product. So that's such a wide-ranging definition.
They just sit on intellectual property and put out little trip wires for somebody to trip over, and they can sue them for abusing their intellectual property.
Right, but the reality is, over 80% of patent litigation involves one operating company versus another operating company.
Right, not trolls.
You know, it's not these trolls that are so dominant that if you actually followed the media, you'd think 90% of patent litigation was patent trolls chasing people down and shaking them down, trying to get their hands in your pocket. And sure, patent troll litigation does cost a huge company a ton of money. There's no doubt about it. But it's not the reason to want to scratch the whole patent system.
But you're saying, though, that Google launched a patent purchase promotion program. Tell us about that.
Right. Back in May, they actually set up a system where patent owners could come to Google and say, you interested in buying my patent? Here's what I would sell it to you for. And it really took people by surprise. And since the close of that program, they've given out little bits of information that they have. They bought 28% of the patents they liked, and they gave some information around the cost of the patents that they purchased. But frankly, we don't know whether they bought 5 patents, 500 patents, 5,000 patents. But it's one of those things.
The term, the ones we liked, allows them to play fast and loose with the numbers.
Sure. And why are they buying patents when they are so anti, at the same time, lobbying to weaken the patent system?
Mm-hmm. So what do you think is their motivation? If you had to make an observation about why they're doing what they're doing, what do you think?
Well, I think that was the first phase leading up to what they launched just a couple weeks ago, called their patent starter program, where they are offering to give away 2 patents to 50 startups.
Huh.
But guess what? Just like your mom or dad always told you, there's no such thing as a free lunch. The number of strings attached to that are amazing. And any small business that says, oh, well, I want to apply, I'd love to get 2 free patents from Google, who wouldn't? You need to sit back and really think about and read the terms and conditions associated with it and ask,
you might find out that you become an employee and closely held, and all your ideas belong to Google. like the way Florida, the University of Florida kept the patent to Tang, right?
Gatorade.
Oh, it was Gatorade. That's what it was. Yeah. Gatorade, the other one. Yeah. Hey, David, hold on to that thought. We'll come back and get David wrap up his ideas on how to be careful if you're an inventor, if you got ideas. I was hoping that we could come up with some thoughts on how to make it a little less anxious for you, but I'm afraid we haven't. But there are some things that you can do to protect yourself, and David will help us with that. On the other side of these messages, Tintail, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.